Welcome, everybody. We are coming into the last week, nearly, of the year. We are coming into week 51 of 2019 with Pamela Cuccinell, our wonderful astrologer, who's going to give us the forecast for the week, and myself, Susan Mazzoli, who's going to give us the little turbo boost 10-minute meditation activation. We are talking about December the 16th, Monday, 2019. Thanks so much, Pam.
Thank you, Susie. So here we are on the 16th of December. The moon is in the sign of Leo. And the moon in the sign of Leo generally wants to play, be generous. What it means when I talk about the moon, for those who don't usually listen, is it's the overall energy of the day. So people are in a playful mood, especially people with a lot of fire and air in their horoscope. They want to seek, they want to stretch, they want to move forward in ways that connect with other people. And it's a very, very strong energy. For those of you who are early risers, you may have encountered a little friction in the morning, maybe felt a bit out of sorts, or someone might have had a temper, or there might have been a degree of, I want to do this, I want to move in that direction, and feeling a bit as though going too fast and not having the support necessary. That should pass, certainly, as we get more into the morning, and more of a sense of working cooperatively with people. That increases as the day goes on. We're also in the holiday season, so many people may be feeling that sense of wanting to be with friends, wanting to make those kind of overtures for goodwill. And that's all a very nice way to open up the week. The moon goes void, of course, at 5:10 p.m. So what's important is to do everything that you wanted to get in motion before that point in time. Because when we operate with the motion of the moon, we are basically going with a momentum that is building, inviting in. We're able to allow connections with other people. Once the moon is void, of course, it no longer makes geometric aspects to any other planets before it changes signs. And when that happens, then we're in a place where there's no emotional glue. Nothing really kind of sticks. So you may very well have a fun evening on the 16th, but it's not the time to say to someone, hey, let's plan a vacation together. Or what do you think about we initiate that deal together? Or let's look into some sort of cooperative event that we want to make happen together. These are all things that are not going to come to pass, because when the moon is void, of course, people may say, oh, that sounds good, but they don't have the emotional commitment to follow through. Doesn't mean you can't bring it back up at another more auspicious time, but often when we first strike that match, we want to do it at a time when we're going to catch the fire as soon as we've initiated conversation. So it can be a fun evening, just don't expect any results. So on the 17th, the moon enters the sign of Virgo in the wee hours at 2:16 a.m., and we're now in a period of a couple of days of really rolled up sleeves and shoulder to the grindstone and making things happen. And that doesn't mean it has to be like a lot of hard work, but it does mean that this time, if you're having those conversations or making those connections, there is tremendous follow through, because the sign of Virgo at this point in time is nicely aspected to create harmony, to create connections, to have people see your point of view or perspective. So the 17th is a highly productive day. Things can happen quickly, spontaneously. A lot of people may be getting messages or information as soon as they open up their computer or their phone. Things are coming through. If there was the feeling or the sense that there were some kind of delays or slow movement, this is a day when the dots are connected and you don't have to explain so deeply or with so many words before somebody just gets it. On the 18th, also a good day. The other thing about when the moon is in the sign of Virgo, these are great times to be working on routines that you want to have become habits. So if there's something you've been, let's say it's exercise, a work program, a way of doing things that you would like to have be more effective, these are all perfect times for you to really make those things cement in more deeply, because they will. That goes for Wednesday as well. There's really, I have to say, both Tuesday and Wednesday, we are in the waning moon cycle. So these are days that might be better for finishing up projects or clearing out something that you want to put the final touches on than initiating something. But depending on your personal horoscope and what else is going on, we are almost on a holiday week, which, at least in the New York area, I can't speak for everywhere on the planet, but things do tend to really shut down. Yes, stores are open and restaurants and people are doing a lot of things, but they aren't necessarily initiating new projects or really getting something going, because it's just difficult to do. So, but even with that being said, the 17th and 18th are both very good days for putting down some groundwork, finishing things up, getting your desk cleared so that you can really enjoy the following holiday week. On the 19th, the moon goes void, of course, at 3:07 a.m., and it's void for almost a couple of hours before it enters Libra at 5:04 a.m. And I should mention here, I didn't earlier, sorry, all the times I give are Eastern time, so please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. So at this point, we're now in a period where, with that Libra moon, we still have this nice energy to kind of build things together. It's not as easy, perhaps, as it was the past couple of days, because the moon in Libra has to pass certain other planetary energies. It makes these geometric aspects to planets that are basically causing some conflict, some questions about how things are being done and why they're being done. And I'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But basically, these are still good days, the 19th and 20th. You just may encounter more obstacles, confrontations, discussions than you would have encountered on Tuesday and Wednesday. So on on the 19th, on Thursday, there's a, here's the thing. If you have an absolute plan in place on how you're spending these next couple of days, and ideally you put it in place on Tuesday and Wednesday, not on the morning of the 19th, because if you know what you're doing and where you're going as of Thursday, you're going to see a lot more flow and less resistance than you would if you hadn't crafted planning about what was happening. And the planning has to be collaborative planning. So not just, oh, I've put in place my schedule without necessarily checking in if this works with family, with partners, with coworkers. If you've done that homework, then the day should be able to roll out with a lot more grace than if you haven't. The snares come in the morning if you've got like a big schedule or you've overplanned or there's too much going on. You're going to have to make some decisions. Some things are going to have to give. But again, the more you do it collaboratively, the less you kind of run through something without checking into someone else, the less snares you will probably encounter. Because there's a Mercury-Neptune picture in the sky that's a challenging aspect, the emphasis is, again, on communication. So communication looks many different ways. Yes, it's the endless texts that seem to stream through our phones, or emails, or Facebook posts, or Twitter, or there is so many ways, there are so many ways that people communicate now, but the deep one-on-one eye contact depth of communication is less and less easy to obtain. So we are getting pulled. There's an undertow on this day. There's an undertow, actually we've probably been feeling it all week, but when we get to Thursday, we're really feeling it. It is demanding that we connect, communicate, make contact in ways that have a lot more depth. If we don't, we are hitting the shoals of confusion, of fractured information, of not really knowing how the other person stands. This can be a very challenging time if you're dealing with anything legal or medical, because you don't quite have all the, in spite of the fact that there's a font of information on Google or everything that you can look for and dig up, you don't have the targeted information that's really going to give you the awareness and the ability to make the decisions and adequate compromises or bridging that needs to happen in order to create the connection you really want to do. So the big message on especially the 19th, but then again into the 20th, is do not make hasty decisions. If you're feeling a niggling sense of doubt or something isn't quite right, you're accurate. And it's much better to delay or pace or consider any way that's necessary rather than to buy in to something that just feels a bit off to you. On the 20th, Friday, the 20th is everything I've just talked about, but there's some doors that start to open where what wherever you might have felt confused or there wasn't enough information or that odd feeling, you're starting to see exactly why. So confrontations may occur, discussions, posturing, but all that's good because what it's going to do is it lets you know what the reality is before you. This really moves on once we get in, into the evening of the 20th. And so even though it may have been a difficult or challenging day, it looks like by evening, there's a lot more sense of, yes, I know where I'm going. Yes, I'm glad I made that decision. Wow, that was a little tough, but I'm feeling better inside. So the 20th, the evening of the 20th looks like a well-deserved time to enjoy the company of beloved friends, family, or just the quiet of your home and reflect out on what had happened the past week and what you want to invite in as we get into the winter solstice on the 21st. So the winter solstice happens exactly at 11:20 p.m. Eastern time on December 21st. And this day, the moon goes void, of course, at 6:45 a.m. and it enters Scorpio at 7:57 a.m. And we are now in a period of the deep dark of night in the Northern Hemisphere countries. And it's, of course, the reverse in Southern Hemisphere countries. What I find really intriguing about this particular solstice, well, actually many things, but... Okay, so the solstices and the equinoxes happen when the sun goes into a cardinal sign. And in the case of the winter solstice, it's Capricorn. Now, the cardinal signs are the initiating energy. They are the pioneers that enter into the new season. So there's a lot of self-starting energy that goes with cardinal signs. Capricorn is probably the cardinal sign that is the most methodical, and it's an earth sign. So it's the goat going up the hill. It's also considered a feminine, a yin sign, because it's earth. And on this solstice, the moon is in Scorpio, also considered a yin sign in the sign of water. Scorpio and Capricorn are incredibly strong signs when it comes to business, when it comes to strategy, when it comes to strength. And so anyone who has illusions about yin or feminine as being simply passive and not having energy behind it that has the long view in mind, I just haven't been paying attention to how the world works. So this particular winter solstice with these two signs for the sun is always in Capricorn at the winter solstice, but the moon in the sign of Scorpio, and Mars is very strongly aspected for this particular winter solstice. Now, Mars is a planet that's associated with the sign of Scorpio, and Mars is a huge theme that Susie and I will be talking about when we do our 2020 forecast, because we are entering, 2020 is a year that's very much about passion, intensity, desire, reorientation, building foundation. So there's a lot of thrust to it. And this particular winter solstice seems to really create the long view about what is it that you want to be a force and a put a direction to as we go into, yes, next year, 2020, but the years beyond. So at the winter solstice, this is a tremendous opportunity for you to be thinking over this weekend, the 21st and the 22nd, which also is Hanukkah time for those who practice it. But think about how you can be that force and energetic power that you want to be as you direct forward and make things happen on the earth. And each one of us has a power, a position, an ability to create ripple effects. I mean, we don't have to be world leaders. We don't have to be people who are out front advocates or making huge corporate decisions or structural changes. But within the home, within our family, within our partnerships with coworkers and friends and people you meet on the street, we have such an ability to transform the earth. So the 21st and the 22nd are wonderful days to be present, to be aware of what is said, how it's received, reactions to things. The other thing I just want to mention is that there's a Venus-Uranus picture in the sky, also challenging this particular weekend. So people can suddenly erupt out. Some situations may come forward that were unexpected, especially in relationship or finances. And what's really important is to understand or view or consider how you react to something and make a critical decision. Is this how I want to follow through? Or am I just reacting? I see the reaction, but do I have to follow through with that reaction? Because once you react, you put in motion an entire chain of events or situations. And the more we reflect on that and catch it before we emote or say something or create action, the more effective we all are at how the future gets constructed. And now I turn it over to Sue.
So I invite everybody now to find a place where you can sit nice and quietly and be still for 10 minutes. Close your eyes, take a few deeper breaths. And have a little review of your life up until now. At the end of the year, we tend to look at what we've been doing, what this year was like. Have a look at this year. Have a look at what you have done, what's been happening. And end of year review. Physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. What have you done for yourself? What have you done for your family? What have you done for the world? How much enjoyment, how much stress, how much anger? Have a look at this year. And then look back just with a broad sweep. Have a look at the years before. Have a look at your life. Remember the ideals that you might have had as a child of what you wanted to do. when I grow up, I want to be, I want to do. Have a look at how much of your life you have felt like you are doing what you really want to do, doing what brings you meaning, purpose, enjoyment, doing what you do because you love doing it. And then if you feel that you are really absolutely highly tuned into what you're doing and how you're doing it and that you're reaching exactly what you want to reach, just see if you can perhaps pick that up even a bit more in this lifetime, in this consciousness. We are constantly moving up in an upward spiral, perhaps readdressing emotions, situations, conditions. And with each moment, with each progressional moment of our lives, we are coming to it with a different perspective. It's a different moment, hopefully with more wisdom and hopefully with more compassion, with each turning, so-called, of the spiral, each turning of the wheel. Have a look now at your life if you are really in the place where you want to be. Are you achieving, doing, feeling, experiencing life as you want to? Are you thrusting forward? Are you trying really hard? Are you motivated or inspired? Or is it more that you know there is a feeling? There is perhaps a strong religious or spiritual perspective to simply be in a state of mind, to simply be in a state of awareness and heart and allowing the world to be together with you, a level of acceptance, a level of no pressure. As you take a few deeper breaths, just feeling, am I happy? Am I in my full potential? Am I achieving my dreams? Am I doing my best right now in this world? Am I in acceptance of what is? What is the state of my mind, the state of my body, my spiritual state? Am I at ease with the state of the environment, of the world, of the people around me? Am I at ease right now? Notice how much energy there is for you. Notice how much energy there is inside of you that is your potential. They say that we use 10-12% of our brains. They say that we use only a few percent of our DNA. What is the rest of that so-called junk DNA? What is the rest of that brain material engaged in, if it's not something that can be observed as being used right now under a microscope or in a scientific lab? What part of us now can we break open? Can we deepen into? Into all of those areas of our DNA, of our brain matter, to increase our potential, to increase what we are, what we can think of, what we can do. Feel yourself opening up into all of these realms, mysterious, unknown realms. What happens if all of the brain is in use. What happens when all of our DNA is activated? What happens when we are unrestricted? When there is total freedom? When our awareness is omnipresent? What happens when we shift our perspective of our own personal potential? How can I be here now in this world at my absolute highest, highest potential? Where I am able to help not just one person, but many people. Think of the ways now, find the ways where you can use this one moment, this one life, this singular awareness to reach out into the bigger realm. Where you have absolute unlimited ability to be there for others, for many others. Time to switch gears. Time to take all that you are and switch gears. To be here for the highest good of all beings. Is it more effective if you write a book and one person reads it? Or are you more effective if a million people read that one book that you write? And then that one book spreads the message and helps others to live lives of less suffering, of more happiness, of more awareness. Feeling this expansion in your heart, in your mind, in your DNA. Feeling this expansion in your brain, in the neurons connecting, creating new pathways. See yourself literally as a transmitter and receiver. That is transmitting information up to the human cloud, to the sentient beings, to your species, to all of the beings of Earth, and receiving information from everything and everywhere in a gentle, peaceful, thoughtful way. See yourself as completely interconnected to the web of life, and that you play a crucial role in this web, bridging, connecting, opening the hearts and minds of others. Gently taking a few deeper breaths, recognizing that you yourself are the bridge to open the hearts, to open the minds. Taking a few deeper breaths. Thank you, everybody. We hope that you have a wonderful week. Love now from Pam and Susie, and we'll speak with you next week.